here at the 2018 Filene Big Bright Minds in now sunny San Diego.
Yes, it was not sunny last night.
No,
but that's okay. We're here and I'm excited.
Yeah, you guys had quite the adventure at the evening event
last night.
I heard.
Yeah, so 30 years in California, I've never seen rain like that.
Yeah,
and
with thunder and lightning as well.
Yes.
Or lightning then thunder.
Right.
Yeah.
So whichever order.
Whichever order, however it works. But anyway, we are here and we are live to tell about it.
Yes.
So, but we're talking to Courtney Angeli from Filene. You are the impact director.
Yes.
Congratulations
Thank
on that.
You.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Last time we spoke, we were on the other side of the planet.
We were.
In Singapore.
Yes. So, good to see you back here.
Yeah, this in our local digs.
I know.
We're happy about
that.
So
excited.
Indeed. So how's the conference going for you?
It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I am learning so much as usual, true Filene fashion. My brain is getting all kinds of wrinkles, of course. And I love just hearing the questions. I love seeing all the people just really diving in. They're really taking this innovative mindset, and I think they're running with it. And mm-hmm. that is all we can hope for. It's so exciting. So I'm loving it.
I like how interactive it is.
Yes.
That, okay, the presenters are up there, but they're encouraging people to ask questions even while they're talking.
Right.
You know, it's like, hey, we want to talk to you. We want to get a dialogue going. So I really enjoy that part of it
Me
as well.
Too. It's great. Anytime we have an opportunity to engage with our members, it's so exciting for us. It's what we would hope for. It would be terrible if we just get here and everyone just sat and didn't have questions.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to learn. We're a research institute, and we want our members to be engaged. We want them to learn something. And not only that, we want them to be able to take action on what they're hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this Big Bright Minds in particular, we're really arming them with the tools that they need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So super exciting
Good,
stuff.
Good, yeah, because I can't remember who I was talking to yesterday, but ideas are great, but they're not really doing too much sitting on a shelf somewhere. You
right.
gotta like execute. So,
exactly.
And that's leading the camel to the water, as
yes,
they say.
Yes, 100%.
Indeed. All right, so what are some events that we're gonna be talking about in 2019
so
that Filene's gonna be doing?
Really excited. You know, the goal for Filene is we wanna be that connector, we wanna be that bridge. We need to get those innovative ideas to the brilliant minds that are in these credit unions. And we're really doubling down on that. We are taking, those events, we have one coming up in January at the Center for Consumer Thinking in Arizona, where we're just really going to take a deep dive into what that Center of Excellence is talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We've made that announcement, so if you're not coming, please do. We would love to have you. You can mm-hmm. register on our website.
Filene.org.
Yes, thank you. And also, we've also made the announcement, I believe, yesterday for our not only Emerging Tech Conference in May, mm-hmm. but as well as we're combining that with our I3 team. So we're really trying to figure out the best way that we can make these events exciting and useful and, again, really connecting the people with those ideas so mm-hmm. that way they can take it back to their credit unions and really make that action mm-hmm. happen. So super exciting stuff.
Indeed. Speaking of I3,
yes.
what's new with I3 and the Cooperative Trust
yes.
communities for 2019? What's going on there?
So with I3 specifically, I am so excited. You know, we're innovative, right? It's not the same I3 program that it was 12 years ago. This time around, we heard some new stuff. It
mm-hmm.
wasn't products and services.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't apps. We
mm-hmm.
were so excited, guys. We're talking about planning for a future, strategic foresight, arming these young professionals and not, you know, any professional really, with strategic thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not thinking about the past, but let's think about the future.
Oh, totally.
And possible futures. And it's so funny, one of our groups yesterday presented on natural disasters,
mm-hmm.
And we kind of experienced a minor one in San Diego.
Last night.
Mm-hmm. You know, and you think about these things, you know, the power goes out, there's flooding in the streets, you know, all these things where you don't think it's a big deal, and it is a big deal, and how can we really prepare, and how do natural disasters really play part for the credit union?
Mm-hmm.
You know, pandemics was another great example.
Yeah, that was.
Most people would think, okay, well, people get sick, what does that have to do with my credit union?
Exactly.
But what if half of your team is wiped out from a sickness? How
mm-hmm.
are you going to prepare? What if your members can't pay their loans because
mm-hmm.
they're sick and
they're sick.
Can't work?
Right.
So it's all these just different ways of thinking that we're really trying to incorporate, and we just really want to arm these credit unions
mm-hmm.
with the skills that they need. And then the new thing that's coming up for the I3 group is a capstone. So taking things that they've learned and actually giving credit unions an opportunity to utilize that group
mm-hmm.
to help solve some of their problems,
yeah.
which is super exciting. And then last but not least, I'm so excited about this. We're actually going to do our best to make sure that each new I3 group coming through is going to be able to meet with a fellow from the Centers of Excellence.
Oh, great idea.
So they're going to have firsthand connections with a fellow from a center. They're going to be solving problems with an area focus specifically for each of our Centers of Excellence. Mm-hmm. So really trying to just tie those together. That's what our research council tells us. Mm-hmm. These are the problems that are keeping these credit union leaders up at night. So why not have our I3 team help solve those problems?
Right, right.
So really exciting stuff.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yes. And you asked about CRASH too.
Yes.
Okay.
The
so
Cooperative Trust. Yes.
Cooperative Trust. A little backstory. I crashed JC 2016.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's how I got my start at Filene.
Oh my gosh.
I stalked them a little bit.
That's just 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
And look where you are now.
Look where I am now. Lauren Culp and I actually crashed together.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
So it's kind of a funny story. We met in DC and we were always like, I'd really love to work with you. And flash forward 2 years, we work together and it's amazing.
That's awesome.
But this year, you know, last year was a record year. We brought 78 crashers, and this year is another record year. I believe we're going to work to bring over 100 crashers.
That's what I heard.
100 or over 100. I'm not.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lauren.
That's quite a group. Oh, no, it's, yes. it's a lot
of young people.
Which is a good thing.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, one of the missions that we have at Filene. We want to make sure that the young people are really engaged to help drive that change, because mm-hmm. the reality is they are going to be the ones in the C-suite in the next mm-hmm. 10 to 15 years.
Yep.
And they need to have the skills. They need to be able to go to these events and have confidence. And it's not easy to go out and network. And how do you know how to do that if you aren't given the opportunity
exactly.
to actually do it? And that was my first taste of networking.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first taste talking to our senators and our local representatives. And it was so exciting
yeah.
and so eye-opening. It was absolutely a life-changing experience. And we want to give that to the young people.
Yeah, the experience is second to none. And to put that on your resume and everything, too, for
yes.
next steps in your career
yep.
is second to none
it's
as
amazing.
Well. And we all know, we all travel around all these conferences and stuff, and I'm seeing the crashers at more and more conferences
yes.
as well. I was at the CUNA Lending one
yep.
a few weeks ago. Annie was there leading that
yep.
that group there. I mean, you guys are at almost every conference now,
yeah.
which is great for them.
It's amazing.
So because they get that experience you were talking about.
Exactly. So now the next step is making sure that our senior level executives and CEOs are budgeting for our young people to go to CRASH, because that's the one thing that we do notice gets in the way, is we want to invite them and sometimes the resources aren't there for the young people to
right.
actually participate.
Right.
So if we can change that,
mm-hmm.
It's really just going to increase our success with the program tenfold.
And talking with them, they're
yes.
so grateful.
They're so passionate
yeah.
too. They're in this room, they're mm-hmm. asking questions, they're excited.
Mm-hmm.
And we need that in this mm-hmm. industry. You
yeah.
know, it's one of those things where if the room is flat, you can always count on a crasher or an I3er to bring up that
oh,
energy.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
we need that energy in this industry and in
yep.
this movement. So
yep.
it's super exciting.
Just got to get a little bit younger.
Yeah.
Get a little bit
right,
younger.
Exactly.
It's like a leadership succession
yes.
plan. You got to have a membership succession
right.
plan as well.
Yep.
And that's kind of what the crashers are representing.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yep.
Very
that's
cool.
Exactly it.
All right, Courtney, anything else to add to wrap it up?
You know, just...
I don't have nothing else on my notes, so...
I know, I was really brief with
no.
what I sent you. That's okay. No, you know, just I'm excited to be here. I'm excited for next year. We made the announcement early December, Raleigh, so hopefully we won't have any crazy weather patterns. We've been joking that there might be like a weird earthquake or something.
I was thinking about that myself
I know.
Yesterday. I was like,
we decided we'd call it the Filene Fault Line.
Well, we'll wait and see for next year.
Yes, but we're
Can't
super
wait.
Excited.
Yeah.
It's been a great time so far. So.
Indeed. All right, Courtney,
yeah.
thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah.